RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. And by Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. To find a campground near you, visit campjellystone.com.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. Hey everybody, it's Jeremy and Stephanie here from RVFTA, and it's the last episode of Campground of the Week for 2017. So we decided to do something a little bit different and to do a special episode. And for this episode, we're going to talk about 12 bucket list state park campgrounds that you might want to check out for 2018 and beyond.
These are the most popular, most sort of well-storied state park campgrounds all over the country. And if they're not on your bucket list, they definitely should be. And we're going to give you the information you need. The most important bit of information being the booking window, right? Because with state park campgrounds, it's all about the booking window.
These are challenging to book, but not impossible to book. You just need to book in advance and book well in advance. If the reservation window opens up 6 months in advance, you need to be there and be ready to go. All right, but before we dive into these 12 bucket list state park campgrounds, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts.
After all that state park camping, sometimes we really like to head to a Yogi Bear Jellystone Park Camp Resort, right?
Truth.
It is absolutely true.
Dump right? the tanks.
Exactly. So whether you're an RV enthusiast, enjoy the comforts of a cabin, or prefer tent camping, Jellystone Parks have first-rate accommodations, amenities, and activities. From water zones to mini golf to themed weekends and appearances from Yogi Bear and friends, you'll see that family fun is the main attraction at Jellystone Campgrounds. And with 29 locations open year-round, you can camp at a Jellystone even during the winter months. It's 20-something degrees here up in New Jersey, but it's not 27 degrees everywhere.
9 degrees in the forecast. But if you're at one of those Jellystones in Texas, I think you're probably doing okay. Though I've heard that it was in the 30s in Texas.
It's getting cold everywhere. But Kentucky, Texas, California, Virginia, there's a lot of options out there. Visit campjellystone.com to find one near you.
Now, if there is an RVFTA camping style, we kind of like to alternate. I mean, we like to go to a state park or a national park campground and then end up at the private campground to enjoy the pool and the amenities and the full hookups.
That's absolutely true. And that's already, obviously, we have a lot of our plans made for 2018. And we actually have examples of that already on the schedule where we're doing that, like state park to private campground with amenities, kind of jumping, hopscotchy kind of activity, because it really works well for our family. And it probably works well for a lot of other families out there. Now, I want to remind everybody that Campground of the Week will be going to a season format in 2018, which means that this is our very last episode before we take January off. We'll be back on February 1st.
And by what she means by take January off is that we're going to be doing other stuff, other RVFTA stuff.
More
blogging, working on the book, et cetera, et cetera. We're not going anywhere.
So we'll be back on February 1st. We'll have a whole season, 13 episodes of Campground of the Week for you from us, from all of our correspondents. It'll be a great season, and it'll be even better because we had January January to prep for it.
Yeah. So we're going into like a 3 months on, 1 month off kind of format. And we're really excited. And we have some surprises for 2018 coming up, too. We're going to mix things up a little bit next year.
All right. Let's dive in.
Stephanie, you ladies first. So okay. There's no particular order here. There's no particular method to the madness. We just wanted to present 12 really awesome state parks that are sort of legendary and epic in their own rights. So number one.
All right. Number one has a special place in my heart because I have been visiting there since I was a little tiny girl. It's one of the main camping memories that I have in my life because we used to actually tent camp there. And it is Assateague State Park. This is in Berlin, Maryland, near Ocean City and the Chincoteague National Seashore. And people just absolutely love this place, including me. It's only about 15 minutes away from the very popular Ocean City, Maryland, but it is a million miles away from the tourist, you know, trappy kind of boardwalk feeling that exists in Ocean City. It's beautifully maintained campground, but it's extremely rustic. So while it's like clean and well cared for, it feels very beachy and rustic.
The definitive beach camping experience. When somebody says beach camping, I think Assateague Island. You and I went on an awkward camping trip there when we were younger because you had broken up with me. But then I still came on your family camping trip somehow.
You made a bad choice.
Weaseled my way onto that trip.
You just couldn't let go.
I did regret it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole thing was really weird.
I probably wasn't nice to you.
And then when your father dumped the military style tent down on the ground and said, have fun setting it up, kid.
Yeah. They probably didn't even have the right, like, poles and everything. All right. So it also has amazing ranger programs there on site. And of course, the wild horses that are just wandering around. And you just feel like this is paradise.
And not to confuse anybody, there is the National Seashore next door, but we're not talking the National Seashore. We're talking the state park.
And there's one electric loop, but the rest is dry camping.
Good luck getting a site on the electric loop. I've tried.
Yeah. Well, booking window is 12 months in advance to the day that you want to reserve. All right. You ready for your first one?
Nickerson State Park in Brewster on Cape Cod in Massachusetts. It is an incredibly beautiful state park. There's over 400 sites. There's something like 19 deeply wooded acres. You can hop on the Cape Cod bike trail. The Cape Cod Baseball League is nearby. The beach is nearby. The bay beaches are nearby. And this campground itself is a magical place because of the kettle ponds, right, Steph? There's 8 or 9 kettle ponds, and a lot of the sites are actually on the water on the kettle ponds. And I don't think you can swim in all of them or kayak in all of them, but you can swim and kayak in at least one of them or a few of them. And it is pristine, crystal clear water. These kettle ponds are gorgeous. There is nothing like Nickerson State Park in America.
Then, of course, you also have access to the rest of Cape Cod, which is a wonderful destination. What's our booking window?
6 months in advance.
All right. So
get on it.
Okay? Just set your calendar.
If you want to go next summer, you need to book it now.
Right.
It really is gorgeous. And it is dry camping. Okay. There are no hookups.
All right. Number three is Custer State Park in South Dakota. In Custer, South Dakota. Now, this was actually a campground of the week this past year. It's episode number 103. People rave about Custer State Park. And actually, Janine Pettit calls it her favorite campground ever. This is her favorite
strong
place.
Words from Janine.
She's been a lot.
And Janine, I will say this about Janine, not known for hyperbole when it comes to campgrounds.
No.
She tells it like it is.
Yeah, she has no problem saying what she doesn't like, right? So anyway, people really particularly love the fact that it has this pristine natural beauty of the Black Hills, but that it also has such an amazing concentration of wildlife there. So there's the actual loop that's called the wildlife loop. And basically people say, oh, you go out to all these parks like Yellowstone and everything to see wildlife. And then they say, but we saw more while we were at Custer State Park than anywhere else out west.
I think a lot of people that do South Dakota talk about this campground as the highlight of their trip.
Yep, absolutely.
And it's often like the surprise highlight of their trip.
Now, it's also near Mount Rushmore, of course. So you can kind of have that tourist experience and then you can retreat from that kind of place and experience more of the natural beauty around there. The booking window is 12 months or 1 year in advance.
You're toast for next summer, kids.
Yeah.
No, you could try. You could try.
No, you can, because the one nice thing about Custer State Park is that there are so many campgrounds in the park. So there really are options. And many of them, like the Bluebell Campground that Janine Pettit reviewed, does have hookup options. So there are definitely options for electric and water in the state park.
Number four, Letchworth State Park in New York. On the western side of the state, kind of getting over towards the Niagara Falls region, not very exact for our New York listeners, but good enough. It's considered the flagship park in the New York State Park System. And I think the New York State Park System of parks and campgrounds is truly one of the underrated jewels in America. And they consider Letchworth to be the best of the best. It's known as the Grand Canyon of the East. It is magnificent. There are three major waterfalls there, cliffs as high as 600 feet, gorgeous lush forests for hiking, ranger programs, lectures, lots of action, lots of activity in the summer at Letchworth State Park.
And this may or may not be on our agenda at some point this upcoming year.
And we may or may not have booked the best site at the campground, according to like two different reviewers on Campendium.
Speaking of which, what's the booking window?
The booking window, I have to look at my notes here, 9 months in advance. So I got right on that.
Mm-hmm, we did.
And basically, yeah, I mean, we let that determine our dates. It's not like,
right,
I was like, let's go here then. No, I mean, I went to the website. I was like, okay, it's opening up for this day. And we just organized our whole trip around it.
Yes, we did. And that's how you kind of have to do it with some of these more popular ones. All right, number five, Silver Falls State Park, which is in Oregon. This is also a Campground of the Week episode way back when. It was episode number 27, and the pop-up princess, Larissa Richardson, reviewed this state park, and she said it was just one of her favorite places.
And she's hard
ever
to get on the show, by the way.
But she came on to review
we
this
We need to
one.
Get her back on in 2018.
All right, so Silver Falls State Park is 90 minutes south of Portland, and it's 40 minutes east of Salem. So people particularly love the fact that this state park has the famous 8.7-mile canyon trail, or some people call it the Trail of 10 Falls. So this is a loop trail of 10, like, stunning waterfalls. Not like little water, like 10 amazing waterfalls, like, that people are always on Pinterest, you know, like looking at. They're those kinds of waterfalls. And that's right in the state park. There's camping year round, which is another thing that's wonderful. There's lots of ranger programs and activities and year round electric sites. So that's a great option.
I want to like live here.
Well, we actually had reservations for the state park that we had to cancel on our Pacific Northwest trip because we could not work it out. But we had actually made those reservations because there's a 9 month booking window in advance. So we did it early and then we couldn't make it work.
Yeah, a month is not enough time in the Pacific Northwest. I mean, only a lifetime is enough time.
Can I just say now, I said it's 9 months in advance, and they specifically say that it starts at midnight for the Oregon State Park System. Now, I want to give everybody a little hint on these booking windows. Not all of the booking windows open at midnight. So some of them will open at, like, on that day, 9 months in advance, at 8 a.m. And so one of the tricks is to ask the person, like, call the people at Reserve America, if the state park uses Reserve America, and say, what time does this booking window open at?
Yeah, they'll tell you. It's 8 a.m., it's 9 a.m.,
yeah,
whatever it is.
But this one does
That's
open
a good
at
tip,
midnight.
Because people like the pop-up princess are online at midnight nabbing those killer
they
sites.
They certainly are. And some people are on midnight thinking they're going to get it, and then they're disappointed when it's not open, which has happened to us, I think, when we were trying to book a famous one in New Hampshire. We couldn't get that midnight. We were like,
well, then I did call.
And then we got it the next morning. So, all right, what's
Let's
next?
Go back to New York State for number six. And New York State, to me, is the most underrated state in the country for great camping. Hither Hills State Park, they have a campground right on the ocean. I mean, if you look at pictures, it's like you see the pop-up campers and the RVs, and you see the waves breaking right over the dunes. It's in Montauk, New York, which is a very fashionable beach community right on the southern end of Long Island. So think great food, hip shopping, surfing, art galleries. It's kind of like one of the coolest places that the New York City crowd goes to the beach.
Yeah.
And then there just happens to be this great state park campground. And it's dry camping. There's no hookups.
You can't afford to live there, but you can camp there.
Yeah, and it's hard to get a site here. I mean, for instance, I have tried, and like weekends in the summer or weeks in the summer were tough. But then in the fall, mm-hmm, it gets a little bit easier, particularly if you can go during the week in the fall, which I don't know who can. But, you know, with the kids in school, it's
but
hard
you can
for
find,
us.
Yeah, if you can take time off, yeah.
If you can find one of those little windows, spring or fall, you can can get sights here and you can get be like looking at the ocean.
Yes. All right. You ready for number seven?
Oh, and it's 9 months in advance. Sorry. This is a key point here.
Right. This is, we decided this was one of the most important
things. So you
could
book for like next fall now.
9 months in advance. All right. So number seven, Bahia Honda State Park, which is in Big Pine Key in the Florida Keys. All right. Now, this campground is still closed for camping after Hurricane Irma. It's open for day use. They haven't yet gotten the campground up and running, but they're still taking reservations in advance because they will get this open. The Florida State Park System is legendary for their campgrounds. They really invest in them and they spend, you know, the money to do
right. The RV tribe in Florida, they're so strong.
Well, yeah, because they can camp all the time. Although they do complain about the heat in the summer.
Yeah, the heat of the summer. Some of them, it's like their winter.
All right. This is one of the most southern, well, the southernmost state park in Florida, and it's in the Keys. So, of course, it has beautiful beaches. It has amazing sunsets, and it has world-class snorkeling. So this is really like the place where you can go out. There's so many boat excursions that leave right from the state park, and you can take these boat excursions out, and you can explore the reefs around there. It's really world-famous.
Okay, before
booking window, 11 months in advance. Okay.
11 months, that's so odd.
11. Right,
before we
11.
Go into the final five, we want to check in with our friends at Jayco.
Whether you're on the hunt for action or in search of an extravagant getaway, the innovative and luxurious Seismic Toy Hauler is the ideal travel companion. With plenty of space for your toys and hobbies in the garage, you can have it all with the Seismic, which is backed by the industry-leading two-year limited warranty. Visit your local Jayco dealer or jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun.
Okay, Stephanie, are you ready for number eight?
I am.
Hunting Island State Park in South Carolina. This is about halfway between Charleston and Savannah. And both Stephanie and I think that South Carolina beaches are gorgeous. It comes up as a possible retirement location for us. And there are actually three state parks with campgrounds right on the ocean in South Carolina. And Hunting Island, not to be confused with Huntington Beach State Park right outside of Myrtle, is the most visited of all the South Carolina state parks from what I read on their website.
All right. Well, why? Why is it? What do people love
it's
about
gorgeous.
It?
It's gorgeous. Yeah. It's not a lot there, but I mean, it's wide open beaches. It's fishing. There are ranger programs. There are some basic facilities. There's a playground. I think it's a place that people go to kick back and relax and maybe like play some Jimmy Buffett on the beach and just kind of like drift away.
The beautiful driftwood is on the beach. You know, they have the sites that are literally beach access sites. Like
water
right
and electric.
There. Yes.
Which up is to 50 thing. Amp. And reservations 13 months in advance.
Yes. But for our friends out there that just got a little upset, if you're risky, they do have, I think they reserve walk-in sites. So there's a batch.
I'm not driving 12 hours for that.
We're not. But I'm saying there might be risky people out there that want to give it a go. And you could give it a go.
Someone on our forum said this was like their favorite campground because I think they're kind of local to it. So I think this is a place you go to for just really beautiful beach scenery. It's probably like Assateague Island, but the South Carolina version. Very much a true beach camping experience.
And I always have to give a shout out to the South Carolina State Park System because they do an amazing job and they're just something that other states should be emulating.
A model. New Jersey should be looking
at
that.
Well, a lot of these are. Oregon is that way, right? Like, so a lot of the states on here, New York is that way. And look, they have these gems.
I think New York has amazing ones, but I think they struggle financially to keep them up to some degree.
And they haven't maybe progressed as far as the South Carolina ones and the Oregon ones are. Here we go. We digress. Okay, number nine, Limekiln State Park in Big Sur, California. So obviously one of the most epic places to camp in the whole country is near Big Sur, right? Where you have these cliffs that really just go right and forests that go right to the coastal edge. And, you know, this is all about location here at this state park that you can camp in. But particularly, there's a few around here. The reason why people love Limekiln so much is because it has a huge variety of trails within the state park itself. So some of the times when you're camping along the coast of California, you don't have really access to anything else. You're just there at the campground overlooking a beautiful view. And you kind of have to like actually drive to maybe even get beach access, right? But here, people say every level of hiking ability, you can just like stay there and go on a different amazing hike that takes you to beautiful views of Big Sur every day.
I'm guessing this is really hard to book.
Yeah, I'm sure. But you know what's going to make it a little bit easier is that only rigs that are really like 24 feet and below can get those ocean front sites. So that is going to make it a little easier for our tiny camper people, you know, to be able to get those sites because they're not competing with any big rigs. So, well, you know, and the booking window is 6 months in advance.
I want to do a big California road trip with you and the boys before they graduate from high school.
We will.
Number 10, a little bit different than the coast of California in Big Sur. Indiana Dunes State Park in northern Indiana. You're about 45 minutes close to Chicago, and we have a Campground of the Week review of this. I think it was episode 56 with Matthew and Melissa Kellis. They gave a great review of it. This is not the National Lakeshore. This is the State Park Campground. You can actually get up to 50 amp sites here. There are the beautiful dunes. You can go right up to the lake. You can swim. A beautiful natural environment with the option of a Chicago day trip to go see the Cubbies.
Absolutely. I think it's really easy to get into the city, too, and explore that, which I think 45 minutes away from a city is a great distance.
And there's a train option, right?
Yes. See, there's public transportation, as far as I remember, from the Campground of the Week, which I'll link to in the show notes for this episode, of course.
The State Park also does a lot of themed weekends. They do vintage camper rallies. They have birding festivals. They have ranger-led programs. I think it operates at sort of like that national park level in terms of what it offers, but it's a state park. And a lot of people prefer it to the campground at the National Lakeshore because it's, I believe, totally dry camping there without hookups.
Okay, so what's our booking window here?
The booking window here, up to 6 months in advance for electric sites. And that's what it actually says.
Okay, for electric sites. Now, I see. I love the six-month window. I feel like I can totally get a handle on what I'm doing 6 months from now.
If I asked you to book a trip 13 months in advance, you'd smack me in the face.
It's just crazy. It's like every time we try to do it, we end up having to lose them anyway. I feel like anytime we book
it is
that far
hard.
Out,
yeah. I don't know why they do the 13 months, right? The 6 months is a little bit of a
sweet
spot.
It's for people. I think it's for people who do the same trip every year.
They
to
want
their
to
same
reward the local that goes every single year.
All right. Number 11, Galveston Island State Park in Galveston, Texas. And this is along the coast of of Texas, the southern coast. And, you know, this is just a really quirky sort of removed place, right? From all, like, think about how far away this is from so many points in America. It takes so long to get there. And this is just bayside and beachside camping. So it's the state park has both beachside and bayside, which is always nice in a state park because beach is more, you know, you get more of the tide, more of the waves.
Surfing, some waves.
Yeah. And then the bayside, you know, you'll get more calm water usually that you can kayak on and
like
everything.
Like Cape Cod, but Texas style.
Right.
Bring your suntan lotion.
Or you can also choose whether, you know, like sunrises, sunsets, you kind of get different views on the bayside or the beachside, depending on what you want. Now, there are water and electric hookups for $20 a night here, which is one of the things that people love. But people also love the fact that there's really uncrowded beaches, birding. Like if you go to other parts of Galveston, it has more of that touristy feel. You know, people are like gathered, the beaches might be crowded and you have to pay, as far as I know. But here at the state park, you're kind of off and removed from all of that, so you can enjoy the beauty without the crowds. And also, from what I understand, there's no drinking allowed at the campground and no vehicles on the beach, which creates a different kind of environment than you get at other places on Galveston Island.
Sounds great to me. Yeah. Is Texas a possibility for us in 2018, Stephanie?
That's called flying rent, I think. How long would it take us to drive
I'm
down to the southern
we might
coast?
We may end up in Texas in 2018. We'll say. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Number 12, and this is sort of like the granddaddy of the state parks in Ohio. It's Hocking Hills State Park. It's southeast of Columbus. A really beautiful campground, splendid natural setting, over 2,000 acres. There are cliffs, there are waterfalls, there are hemlock-shaded groves, lots of hiking, lots to do for the naturalist or the bird watcher, and now, crazy enough, full hookup options
they
at a state park.
They just completely redid
6 months in advance. Yeah, they redid it. They invested a lot in it. And I think basically now people are saying this is a world-class state park campground.
I'm looking forward. I think that in the next year, we'll hear people on our Facebook, in our Facebook group. We do have a lot of Ohio people. I think that hopefully we'll hear from people who have actually stayed in the brand new redone campground.
And we want to see pictures.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm interested. interested in it. It's a great option for folks in the Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio area. So those are our 12 bucket list state park campgrounds in America, right? To end 2017.
Yeah, I mean, every single one is just like an epic option for an RV trip.
Wait. I'm not going to let us go out. I did not say Galveston Island's booking window.
How dare you?
11 months in advance.
11. It's so important because they're all different.
They are all different. And I want to say that. And Hocking Hills booking window.
I did say it.
You did. Okay.
9 months in advance.
Okay.
Now, here's the deal. No matter which of these state parks you go to, you're going to want to make sure you have the Progressive insurance. So,
which kind exactly are you going to want to make sure you
have? I would get the most all-inclusive Progressive insurance package that you could find.
Okay, well then you can get the perfect amount of coverage wherever you roam around the United States with packages available for seasonal use or for full-timers and just for folks that are visiting the state parks on the weekends. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV today for more info. And I also want to remind everybody that at RVFTA.com, all of the campgrounds that we mentioned will have the information that we talked about. We will have links to the actual state park and also to the booking window. Just go to RVFTA.com.
And now on Campground of the Week, or not on Campground of the Week, but on RVFTA.com, you can leave your own campground reviews. If you click on the campground review tab, follow the instructions, you can leave your own review, and then it'll be tagged on a map of the United States that we have, and you can find other great recommendations from RVFTA listeners. Huge thank you to everybody who listened to Campground of the Week in 2017. Really looking forward to seeing you all again in 2018.
See you at the campground.
See you at the campground.
Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.